I'm Chris.
Welcome to Canada's Shorts. I'm Nathan.
The very first episode. This is exciting.
It is. This has been a work in progress for, what, a whole 3 weeks?
Something like that. And this is just an idea that we had that we thought was fantastic and just decided to run with it. If you're listening to this, odds are you would know me from Classy Ring Attire with myself and Joel. Nathan here.
You don't know me anything at all. unless you happen to be my friend or a fan of The Ubiquitous Gentleman, which is my website.
There you go. He already got a plug in. We're not even a minute in and you got a plug. That's fantastic.
It's how we work in Canada.
I consider Nathan to be the very first fan of Class Ring Attire.
That's because I am. I was your first follower.
Exactly. You were the first follower that... of ours on Twitter that we didn't already know.
You still
that
owe
we
me
weren't
a t-shirt.
Already friends with. Yeah, well, we haven't made t-shirts, but as soon as we do, you got one coming your way. Me and Nathan, we got to talking on Twitter a couple times, just talking about wrestling mostly, and essentially
I think it was more complaining about wrestling than talking about wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much. I was trying to be nice about it, but fair enough. And I mentioned this to Nathan just a few minutes ago. I felt like he was the Canadian version of me because we have a lot in common. And so we got to talking more and more about stuff that had nothing to do with wrestling. Like, we're both huge fans of Kevin Smith.
Oh, he's amazing.
We both love movies. We got to talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We even talked about politics. And how different our countries are.
Thus this podcast.
Because I had mentioned something.
Honey
and
Boo-Boo.
You had no idea. Honey Boo Boo, and you had no Kesha.
It was Kesha. Honey Boo Boo and then Kesha.
Okay, fair enough.
It doesn't really matter. It was the same conversation.
Yeah, it was chicken or egg, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when I realized that Nathan had no idea any of these people were.
I knew who Kesha was. Let's just be fair there.
We did. You just didn't know that was her name.
Yeah.
So we discovered all these things that certain cultural things may not have gone up north to Canada, and then there's certain cultural things that just didn't come down here to America. And so I thought it would be a really interesting podcast to explore these certain things in our cultures and bring them up and have each other explain what it is, what they've heard of those cultural things, and kind of go from there. Just give everyone a little background on myself. This is probably going to be, as we go along, this is probably going to be a pretty personal-esque kind of podcast because... it's hard to talk about culture and whatnot without getting into your personal experience, interacting with that culture. So I'll give you a little backdrop on myself. I've lived in North Carolina my entire life. I try not to sound that way because...
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed about you when I started listening to Classy Ring Attire, and especially talking to you.
Because, there's moments where Joel has some of his southern accent comes out a little bit. Me, I try to hide it as much as I can. It's always been that way because I always got annoyed with the stigma that anyone with a southern accent is automatically labeled as being ignorant or unintelligent, uneducated. And I hated that.
How did you go about losing it? Like, how did you force yourself to lose your accent?
I think it was kind of a subconscious thing, because I didn't really think about it. I remember, and maybe it was just something that I just never really picked up on, because I can remember, my mom is a Pentecostal minister down here, and so there would be these church camps that I used to volunteer for and used to work alongside with a whole bunch of other people with, and there would be these kids that would come to the camp from all over the state, and they would have these these horribly fake country accents. And I would just, even when I was a kid, when I was a camper at these things, even then I remember, I can't stand that accent. I can't understand them. They sound like they're dumb. I know they're not, because, you know, these are people I became friends with. I know they're not dumb, but they sound like it. So I think it was just the subconscious thing where I just decided that I wasn't going to have one. Yeah, because, I mean, there's people in my family that have thick accents. Matter of fact, I have family in the deep south in Mississippi, and I was there for Christmas, I think it was 2008, and I essentially was meeting my cousin Robert for the very first time. He was like 2-3 years younger than me, and I was sitting at the kitchen table, me, him, and my older sister. We were playing like cards or something, and he played football, and he was the punter, and he was having this really good game, and he was telling me all about it. He was really excited about it, but all I was hearing was like derp 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 derp.
America. You know?
Essentially, yeah. And so I literally just dropped the hand that I had, and I was just like, I know you're trying to tell me something. What is it? And he just kind of looked at me, and he was like, screw you. I was like, what? Unfortunately, that same cousin also, he had an accident and lost all of his teeth, and so now I really can't understand him.
Oh, that's awkward. In Canada, there's not so much for accents unless you're from the east. Like, Newfies, Newfoundlanders,
Quebec. Newfies, is that what they're called?
They're from a province called Newfoundland and Labrador.
Okay.
And
like the dog?
Yeah, yeah. There's also Newfie dogs. They're huge. They're ridiculously large. But yeah, mostly the East Coasters have accents. Ontario kind of is about where it starts having an accent. Quebec just has your French garbage accent going on. Sorry to any Quebec people who are listening. But then you've got New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. I don't know so much about PEI, Prince Edward Island. I've never actually met anyone from there. And then you've got Newfoundland. Newfoundland is just, oh, hey there, bye. Oh, no, hard, 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 hard. And you can't understand anything. There's I think my brother or my ex step brother-in-law. That's just confusing.
That sounds. We're gonna have an episode dedicated to the South and in the States, but that sounds very Southern, man. Not even gonna lie.
He went there for like 2 years, and he he discovered, I think, that he said there were like three different types of Newfoundland accents. You've got your city accent, which is just, oh, hi, bye, how you doing there, eh? And like the super stereotypical Canadian accent, which everyone associates us with, a boot and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that comes from them.
Now, do they actually say a boot? I know you said earlier that most Canadians didn't say that.
I think I can pretty confidently say that some of them, specifically Newfoundlanders, are where all of your stereotypical accent things come from. Right. So I'd say yeah, they probably say a boot. So there's the city. There's the the more rural, right? Mm-hmm. Or rural is like more country, right? Not, yeah.
Yes.
Schooling.
I know, right? It's fun.
I love it. and they're a bit more thick, but then you've got the deep woods Newfies. And they're the ones you can't understand anything they say. It's like,
I don't know what that is. It's just I mean, we have a term for, wood people down here.
Is it like
usually
a,
we call them...
Is it a not polite word?
We call them down here more hillbillies.
Okay, yeah. Redneck
just
hillbillies.
Very, secluded people who have really thick accents that you can't understand what they're saying, and you're pretty sure that they're not speaking English anymore.
Yeah, I wish I could, get Morgan, here this instant. Because he would give you the best Deepwoods Newfie thing ever. He kind of figured out how to speak it moderately fluently while he was there. But it's all just a strangled garb of ridiculous, unintelligible things that you have to somehow fit together to make any sense. But in high school, I met this kid named Mason, and I found out he was from Newfoundland, which was pretty surprising because he didn't have an accent whatsoever. And then he introduced me to the show, to Doctor Who, which I'm a ridiculously huge fan of.
Oh, you're a Whoer.
Whovian. Whovian. Come on, get it right.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, don't get me started. But yeah, go on.
And so we started going over to his house. We played like Magic the Gathering. I don't know if that's a thing down there.
It is.
Okay, all right. Dungeons and Dragons and watching Doctor Who.
Okay.
And so
you would fit in with most of my friends down here, dude.
Perfect.
Not even kidding.
Perfect. So I go there for the first time, and I walk in the door, and I hear Mason say, "Mom, we're home," or "I'm home." And all of a sudden, I hear his mom, who has a bit of a Newfie accent, and then all of a sudden, his mom, his dad, his grandmother, and he are in the same room together, and I suddenly can't understand anything that's being said. Like, and periodically, his mom would turn to me and like meet me, and she would lose her accent. And then she'd go back into the conversation and just be full-on Newfie, and it's just weird.
That's weird.
It's
that is so
crazy.
Weird. Yeah, I kind of have, like, a similar experience. I'm originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, if anyone listening to that they know anything about Fayetteville, North Carolina, there's a very high Puerto Rican population from there, and specifically because I said my mom's a minister, the church that I originally went to, I would say the vast majority of the church is from Puerto Rico, and so most of my Sundays I'm walking around and, you know, they're talking to each other in Spanish and then automatically switch back to English whenever one of us comes up and says hi, like, and then they'll go right back to Spanish, and that's essentially what your experience is there with, because it's almost like they're speaking an entirely different language.
Well,
you know,
I'm just gonna throw we were talking about this earlier with like going to wrestling, Jinder Mahal, right? Like, I've known him for a few years,
right?
Like, not like really well, but like I've met him a few times, and he's from Calgary, not from Punjab. I didn't actually think that was a place. I thought that was just strictly a religion. I'm not even 100% sure about that.
I am admittedly completely ignorant on that,
yeah.
So I wouldn't know either.
But, like, when he did promos in the local wrestling, Prairie Wrestling Alliance, there's another plug for you there, Kurt, if you're listening. He would talk in I think Punjabi, I think that's the language, and he'd have an accent, but then he'd start talking in English, and it'd be gone.
He would only have the accent whenever he was talking in that language.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's a really strange thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Accents are odd.
They are, and that's, I mean, we might as well just get on that topic since we've been talking about it already. From what I've noticed, just from watching shows that are aired or that are originally recorded over in the UK or other countries, the American perception of them, of Americans, they usually use that southern accent when they talk about, you know, getting in a truck and eating a burger, you know.
Burgers.
Burgers are fantastic. That's one reason.
I haven't eaten supper yet, so I'm thinking, oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
I'm sitting here. It's 12:16 in the morning, so I kind of
think. Is it seriously?
Wow. I'm hoping that this means that the world hasn't ended.
For you, it will be, theoretically, if that garbage is true. For my time, it's 4:11 a.m. So I guess add 2 hours to that is 6:11 a.m. If you're still alive at 6:11 a.m., you'll be good.
I'll be asleep.
I will. I hope I will be too.
There you go, too. But yeah, like it seemed like by and large the global perception of Americans when they think about your typical American, they always think of a overweight Southerner with a bacon cheeseburger in their mouth,
10-gallon hat.
Yeah, it might be more of a Texan accent, I guess. Texan accent and Southern is pretty pretty close. You can't really distinguish one or the other. Yeah, I guess that would work. And see, whenever us Americans think of Canadians, we think of
oh, hey there, hey, how you be doing?
Oh,
today?
Hey there, hey, you know, have a pint, and how about a donut here? Hey, yeah, you know,
hey, don't get me started on Tim Hortons. That place is religion.
I always wanted to try Tim Horton. I've never
go to New York. I think there's one in Times Square now. Although it probably sucks.
So basically, the only way to truly experience it is go out to Canada. Now, is that like a countrywide thing or
Tim Hortons? Oh, it's like Canada. It's Canada wide. I think it started in Ontario. I think.
Okay.
By a guy named Tim Horton.
I'm trying to think of.
He was a hockey player. I hope I'm not getting this wrong, because if I am, I'll get, like, my Canada card taken away.
All of Canada
will kill me, because I'm, as of now, representing Canada. He was a hockey player, and I think he got, like, an injury or something like that that prevented him from going. He was, like, really good, and it prevented him from going to the NHL. So he opened up Tim Hortons. I mean, there's more to the story than that, but
that's the essential.
And a really cool thing... you know donut holes, right?
Yeah.
In Canada, they're Timbits because Tim Hortons.
I've heard that. Yeah. I mean, I've heard Canadians talk about
okay.
that. We just call them donut holes
yeah.
here.
But there's a Little League hockey team, and like I think every province has one called the Timbits, and they're funded by Tim Hortons, and they're for like the
that's pretty cool.
the families who can't afford as much money to put their kids into hockey programs. It's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several like usually like local restaurants will sponsor like local peewee baseball leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I noticed like a lot of like Pizza Huts and barbecue joints usually sponsor somebody.
Oh, that's one thing I would love about America. Barbecue joints. Those don't exist in Canada. We don't have a place that you can go sit down and just have an amazing barbecue dinner. We have to do that ourselves, and most of the time we have to do that in -40°C.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what it is in. I think it's like -20 in Fahrenheit. I honestly have no idea. Yeah.
I don't know what the Celsius junk is. I don't get the metric system at all. Even though it's probably easier.
It's substantially easier. It makes way more sense.
Because everything is pretty much in measurements of 10, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all wacky here for...
America.
for the U.S.
America, exactly.
America, yeah. I love barbecue joints. My mom's side of the family is originally from South Carolina. And, there is a big difference between South Carolina barbecue and North Carolina barbecue. I don't know what that difference is. I could just taste it. You know?
Okay.
I know one. I don't know which.
Is it
I know
the
one.
Barbecue sauces that they use?
No. It's the actual, like, pulled pork barbecue.
Oh,
like, it's
pulled
one
pork.
Is
oh.
one is, like, completely dry. I think South Carolina is usually completely dry.
Nasty.
I love it.
You want it, like, dripping in sauce and just...
I mean, you can add sauce, but, like, some of them... I think North Carolina has more of that moisture in the meat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've never lived until you've eaten Alberta beef anything. Just saying.
Yeah?
Alberta has, like, the highest quality beef. Like, if you go to a supermarket, you'll see, like, meat... all over the place, and you'll see some steaks here, some steaks there, and then you'll see, like, steaks that have, like, a AAA Alberta beef sticker on them, because they're specifically from Alberta, grain-fed, it's delicious. It's the best meat you can find.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't... Usually, I live pretty much out of my freezer, just, you know,
stuff me
just
too,
throw in the microwave. So, like, I have no idea. Like, my dad probably hates the fact that I have no idea how to grill anything.
I can't grill a steak. I always cook it too long.
Yeah?
My mom showed me, like, this thumb trick. Like, depending on where you put your thumb in your hand, and then you, like, squeeze that fleshy part, that's, like...
I'd always heard that, too, but I had no idea where to put my thumb.
Well, you put them, like, in between your...
Then I feel like I'm just, you know, sexually harassing
your hand.
The meat.
Oh, you're the meat.
Oh, that just took a dark turn.
It happens.
Such is life. That's universal. Oh, wow.
Sexual harassment is universal? Is that what we just learned today?
It could be. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, it took us 20 minutes to get dark.
That's a record for me. Are you kidding?
I have no idea what the record is.
I do improv, we do two formats of shows, typically at conventions. 404s, there's my third plug for the day. We go around, yeah.
One right after the other, sir.
That's what I do. That's how I roll.
Obviously.
We have two shows that we normally do. We have our all-ages show, which is just your stereotypical Whose Line Is It Anyway type thing. And then we have our After Dark show, the late night show that happens usually like on a Saturday. It's called Last Pants Standing. We do improv games, and the improvisers, and that's like the all out. We do whatever we want. We turn off the filters in our mind and our mouth, and we just let it all come out. And basically, the improvisers will go up. They'll do the scene, and whoever was in that scene will line up at the end of it. And the audience will cheer for who they want to take their pants off. For the girls, it's who they want to take their dress off and see them in sexy lingerie.
Of course.
So usually they're gone like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, talking about being dirty, 20 minutes is
impressive. Okay, for podcast Chris, that is a record, because I try not to get that way. Now, as soon as this is cut off, No, it's...
Our conversation will go back to being, like... Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Which is why... dear Lord, this is kind of inside baseball for the audience, but we really want to do a...
inside baseball?
After hours kind of...
I'm sorry.
A different... Do what?
Inside baseball?
You don't know what that, saying is?
Did you just use that as a term?
Yeah.
Explain.
Wow. We had our first American thing. Inside baseball is usually used as a term where, whenever you're, usually it's an entertainment kind of thing, when, like, a talk show kind of thing, they say that, and you're talking about the inner workings of that particular show, and you're talking about it in front of your audience kind of thing, just kind of, like, pulling the curtain back, sort of.
Okay, like, so, like, giving, you've like, heard insider information, but making it public
for
the first time.
Like every Kevin Nash promo whenever he came back last
year. Why are we even talking about Kevin Nash? Let's just not even
know. I know, but that's the one example that popped in my head, because everyone complained about how his promos were too, quote, inside baseball.
Okay.
But essentially, it's the same as saying pulling the curtain back. You know, that's that same concept.
That makes sense. Anyways.
See, we had our first American explanation.
There we go. Good stuff.
Exactly. Well done. Anyways, what I was going to say is we were wanting to do like a after-hours podcast, and this is where we can have the conversations that we try to stay away from being, you know, because we don't want to be too dirty. We don't want to have any kind of expletive tag online.
What would that title be called? What would you call that? Have you been playing around with names for that one?
We've only recorded one, and it'll never see the light of day because, for various things, mostly because the audio wasn't to our standard, which is pretty low.
Well, we're doing this over Skype currently, so.
Right, and so the way we had done it is we were literally in my living room here at the apartment, and it's pretty spread out. And we don't really have anything on the walls, like we don't have anything hung up. So there was a lot of echo, and there was it was me, Joel, Neil, Jason, Sam, and sometimes Scott. So like six people, and they were like just maxing out the audio at numerous occasions, and it just kind of all just it sounded bad.
I was doing with my friends. We were doing a Let's Play. For Strike Through 8 Plays, we were doing a Worms tournament, That was my fourth plug.
I love Worms.
Yeah, we were doing Worms Armageddon 2. And
that's the one I got.
And we're playing it, and we keep, like, something happens, and we quickly look over to the laptop to make sure that we didn't make it go in the noise spectrum.
Right, yeah.
And
but yeah, that happened. That was pretty much our situation. Like, it was through the roof the entire time, just because we were all trying to get in our 2 cents and laughing our butts off. You know, because we were coming up with some pretty awesome. Like, I told you about that before we started recording. We touched on that one subject, and then we moved on to so many others, and it was really long too. So,
yeah,
maybe once we get some better equipment, we might go forward with it.
then this one will be the crappiest sounding podcast.
Probably because we'll still be doing
it over Skype. Events. Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, you know, we did. I want to say the first 9 months of Class of Ring Attire the same way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because Joel lived in a different city, and he moved here to Greensboro and didn't tell anyone at all.
He just up and weird.
Yeah, apparently he said he told people, but he had told he thought he had told me. Then he realized that I wasn't there. I was actually at work when he was telling these people.
Nice.
I had no idea, and. How we found out, because we were setting up to do a group episode of Class of Ring Attire, which meant we had Jason and Neil over. And Jason and Neil were going to record with me. I had, like, a little handheld mic that I was going to use for them.
Solid.
And, yeah, it was terrible. And then I went ahead and called Joel on Skype, and he was just sitting there in a different room setting that I'm used to him. And I was like, all right, well, let's go. And I was like, hey, we have a whole bunch of group of people here, and we're all here except for Joel. Joel's in another city, and all of a sudden Joel's like, no, I'm not. And I was like, what? He's like, no, I'm here in Greensboro. I was like, okay, stop record. And then I was like, Joel, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I moved to Greensboro. I was like, where in Greensboro? I'm like 5 minutes down the road from you.
Did he come over to your house?
No, he was just fine with doing it on Skype. Jason, like, I literally sent Jason to where he was to kidnap him and bring
him hysterical.
Here. Yeah. Now he's living in an apartment, like, in the same complex as me, like, not even 2 minutes away.
That's awesome.
And knowing him, he'll still try to do something over Skype. I know this is, like, a long diatribe that has nothing to do with the premise of this podcast.
It's like Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. For the first, like, half an hour, they'll talk about...
Before actually getting to the show
itself. And then he'll be like, and now we're just about ready to get the show started.
Yeah, those are my favorites. So, yeah, Skype has been our business partner, so to speak.
Skype is insane. Like...
It is.
My mom brought this up when she used Skype the first time to call my uncle in Ontario on his birthday, like, 4 years ago. And he... What happened was my mom's not a he. She did it, and then afterwards, she was talking... Mm-hmm. Even during it, she was just amazed by it because, like, the fact that she grew up in the 60s... 50s and 60s, and, like, it's Star Trek. Like, in Star Trek, they had that ability to do that. And then...
Right.
All of a sudden, now 40 years...
Now we can do the stuff that we used to see in sci-fi.
Yeah, movies. Exactly. Sci-fi from the, like, 19-whatevers is...
We have holograms now, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, who was that? Tupac? Was that Tupac?
Yeah, hologram Tupac, yeah. We almost got, apparently, we were this close to getting a hologram Freddie Mercury.
That'd be amazing.
That would have been fantastic.
That would have been so great. Wow. Are you wearing a Star Wars t-shirt?
I am. I'm wearing a Star Wars 3D t-shirt. Everyone's wearing 3D glasses.
Trippy.
That was a present from my mommy.
I'm wearing a The Aeolian. It's a... It's a bar from a book.
Okay.
It's from a book called The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. Fifth plug, no big deal.
Just cranking them out left and right, man. I'm gonna have to learn how to do plugs like you.
It's just it comes natural. It's not something you can really learn.
I guess so.
Yeah. We should probably discuss something.
We should probably start
the show 30 minutes into it.
Oh, they'll get used to it. one thing I wanted to bring up, because this is, we're recording this and it's like 4 days before Christmas.
Or like so four hours before the end of the world.
Very true. But I was concentrating more on holidays.
Oh, sorry.
If you wanted to concentrate on Doom and Gloom,
I go
sure,
on the incredible downer note of like the end of the world.
Sure. So we have Christmas coming up, and I thought it would be interesting to talk about what are some bigger holidays in each of our countries, and if we have the same holidays on certain things, and if you know. One country makes a bigger deal about it than the other.
Thanksgiving,
you know. But doesn't Canada have a different Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but we don't make that big of a deal out of it. It just happens.
Okay. So you're saying Thanksgiving for us, we make a bigger deal out of it. Yeah. Well, see now. Okay. Now the trend, at least over the past 5 to 10 years, has been Thanksgiving is essentially pre-Christmas. Now,
really,
you know, it's literally like Black Friday, right?
Because Black Friday happens after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday is the day, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving.
That started coming up to Canada actually the last like 2 or 3 years. For some reason, after our Thanksgiving, we start having Black Friday sales at like certain places.
When is your Thanksgiving?
That is a very good question. I think it's sometime in October.
I like how you don't even know. Is it really just not that big of a deal?
It's an excuse to eat turkey. That's really all it is.
See, that's what the original thing for Thanksgiving was for me. It's like, hey, I get to see my cousins that I only get to see twice a year, even though we live in the same city.
Yeah.
You know, we get together. I get great homemade cooking made by my grandma, and you know. We sit around and we joke and we play, and when I got older, you know, I sat around with my uncles and watched football, you know. And, you know, it turned into, for a long time, especially when Black Friday was getting more of a thing, my mom and my aunts would sit around the kitchen table with, like, all of the newspapers and coupons, and they would kind of, like, plan out going out on Black Friday with each other to, you know... And usually it's like 5 o'clock in the morning or earlier. And every year that seems like it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. Now it's happening on Thanksgiving now.
Black Friday sales start on Thanksgiving?
Like, yeah. Wow. Either at right on midnight or a little bit earlier than midnight.
So when is your Thanksgiving?
It is always the third Thursday in November.
Thanks to Wikipedia. I love this phone. I can actually look things up. I had a BlackBerry before this. I went from a BlackBerry, a like semi-retarded phone, to a super phone. I went for the best phone you can get.
The smartphone?
The super phone.
Oh, the super phone. I didn't know those existed.
Samsung Galaxy S3.
Oh, it's a smartphone, whatever.
It's being billed as a superphone. Anyway, so Wikipedia, because...
We call them superphones. Or not, we call them smartphones.
They're smartphones and they're superphones, though, apparently. I don't know.
It makes no sense to me. It might just be because I'm completely ignorant on the subject.
So Canadian Thanksgiving is the second Monday in October.
Right. So when do you guys, like, the whole Black Friday thing, is that still, like, in November leading into Christmas?
No, I think
Christmas?
It doesn't happen as, like, big. We don't really advertise it so much. I worked at Chapters for a very short amount of time, a lot shorter than I wanted to.
What is Chapters?
I'm sorry. It's a bookstore. It's Canada's Barnes & Noble.
Okay. That makes sense, because books have chapters.
Good job, Chris. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, you get a cookie.
Yeah.
But that only has white chocolate in it.
I'm okay, I love white chocolate.
Oh, you're weird. Okay. Is that a... I don't even know. Anyway, when I worked there, that was the first time I noticed it, but it wasn't at Chapters, but it was in the mall in where I used to live. And a bunch of them, a bunch of stores down the mall had a bunch of, like, Black Friday sales starting this day, and I'm like, what's Black Friday? And then I remembered that person got trampled to death in the States, like, 2 years ago. But I think it starts after our Thanksgiving, too, but it's not as big of a deal. Like, it's one... It's like, one day, but nowhere really... Mm-hmm. The places that push it the most in Canada are Best Buy, Future Shop, Staples. Do you guys have Staples down there? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, places like that are what... I don't understand why Staples pushes it. They don't...
Office supplies.
Yeah.
Apparently kids love them some office supplies.
I love office
on
supplies.
Morning.
Staples? If I see a new box of Staples on Christmas morning, I just go berserk.
So you're one of the people that goes to Staples for Staples?
You're
an Uber Stapler?
Yeah, it's what I do. I think the last time I was in Staples, I was buying a binder for school.
I can't even remember the last time I've been in Staples. I don't even know where they're the state. Well, no, yeah, I lied. I know exactly.
There are two Staples within walking distance of my apartment. It makes no sense. One of them is like two blocks away from where I live. The other one's like 10 blocks, but
that's like me and Harris Teeter.
What?
They're like four Harris Teeters.
What's that?
Away. Oh, it's a grocery store.
Okay.
Hey, they're okay. In Fayetteville, we have nothing but Walmarts and Food Lines.
American Walmart.
American Walmart. Up here in Greensboro, though, we really just have Harris Teeters and a few Targets. There's some Walmarts
here
and there.
We're only just getting Target in Canada.
Yeah?
Target...
Do you know about the hipster way of saying Target?
No.
No, it's basically how you sound how to sound fancy by telling someone you
no
going
I
to Target.
Yeah.
You're like oh yeah
I know
I'm going to the Target.
Target, that's like
the Target.
I don't know if it's a does Value Village exist in the States?
I had no idea. I don't know. I don't know what that
Value
is.
Value Village is a it's like a secondhand store. It's mostly clothes, but there's some books. There's VHSs everywhere.
Oh, wow.
I bought, like, the Rugrats movie because I wanted a sweet orange cassette tape.
I remember
right?
those.
Yeah, the crazy...
I loved the Rugrats movie.
Yeah, anyway, so...
Because Good Burger had orange VHS tapes, too, I think.
So, in Canada, or at least where I come from, the small, prissy town that I was raised in... that place. Anyway... whenever anyone, like, buys something, like, Value Village will have some really nice stuff. It's just stuff people don't want anymore, they don't wear. And you go there, you buy something, and, like, I was in Greece. I played, Danny in Greece in my high school's production of it. And I needed to get a leather jacket. I showed up, and everyone understood what I said, because it's a thing. Mm-hmm. I go there, they're like, so where'd you get your leather jacket from? I'm like, oh, I got it from Velu Village. Because everyone says that.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty much what Target's become. Like, everyone's like, oh, I got this from the Target, you know? And that ultra-smug voice kind of thing.
I haven't even seen a Target yet. Like, they just bought out all of the Zellers in Canada. Target just bought out Zellers. Do you have Zellers?
Is it like a department
store
kind of
thing? It's like Kmart.
I
miss Kmart. Yeah. We used to have a Kmart, and then Kmart's like,
goodbye,
Canada.
Yeah, our Kmarts are very, very quickly dying.
Yeah, but Target bought out Zellers, and I'm excited to see what's in Target. I think I've been there once on my way down to California. I bought a pair of flip-flops that I still have.
Targets are pretty good.
I bought a pair of flip-flops down there like 3 or 4 years ago, and I still wear them. They don't really fit me anymore, but they still work, so I don't really need to buy new ones.
Now you're sounding like Joel. Joel bought sneakers once.
Oh,
that's pretty much the story.
I thought that was going somewhere.
It was like in high school, and now there's giant holes in them, and they're literally being kept together by tape.
Wow.
Duct tape, scotch tape, anything you find.
I've had a pair of Converse, and that's like all I wear. I wear Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
Even in like negative 40 Celsius, I will wear my Chuck Taylors.
Yeah. I'm the same way with Adidas.
Yeah.
This
so
is me. Yeah.
There was holes in the bottom, and the snow was starting to melt. So I was getting puddles everywhere, and I'm like, duct tape would fix that. So I duct taped the inside of my shoe and the bottom of my shoe, and it was fine for another, like, 3 months.
With Joel's shoes, right above his toes, that area started, like, coming apart.
Oh.
So he literally wrapped it around the shoe, like, from the bottom of his foot around to the top, and just kept going in circles and circles until it was somewhat sealed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, what else do you guys, like, for holidays, trying to get back to the... What do you guys focus on?
Christmas is the holiday. Because, like I said, it happens earlier and earlier every year, like, as far as, like, seeing decorations. Basically,
that drives
as
Halloween... nuts. That drives me insane.
Do what?
St. Patrick's Day just finishes, and all of a sudden you're seeing Christmas decorations. And
really? Usually, like, after, as soon as November 1st hits and Halloween decorations are taken down, they just go ahead and put up Christmas decorations.
That drives me insane.
You know, and that's way too
my
soon.
My biggest
for me. Like,
pet peeve
to me,
is people celebrating Christmas before November 11th. Is November 11th the same
for
you? Veterans Day is November 11th?
Yeah.
Okay. Ours is Remembrance Day, but yeah. That's nitpicking.
Yeah. It's the same thing, yeah. For us, I always thought it was acceptable to go ahead and put Christmas decorations up after Thanksgiving. I thought that was reasonable. And that's the way it was for a while. Like, you know, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, was, like, the first day to plan for Christmas. Now it's become part of Halloween for some reason.
That's so strange.
And I don't get it. But that's really the only real holiday that we do that with. Although Halloween is kind of a big deal down here.
Halloween's kind of a big deal. I think that's more of where I live, because where I was from, I'm from a hamlet, the world's largest hamlet. It's actually in the Guinness Book, called Sherwood Park. And people will go all out for decorations there. Like Halloween, there'll be fantastic Halloween decorations. Here, where I'm living now, in Edmonton, there's a place that you can drive through every year. You just bring, like, a food bank donation, and that's the admission to get in. And you just it's a couple blocks of houses that just have the most intricate, beautiful Christmas decorations. It's called Candy Cane Lane. It's fantastic.
That sounds pretty.
It's really awesome. I haven't been in a few years. I don't like. 5 or 6 years. I don't know if it's still as, like, up to par as it used to be, but it was a really cool thing.
So, I'm just making the assumption. So Christmas is a pretty big deal.
I think Christmas is
well.
anywhere where, like, Christianity was a big thing at one point.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Christmas is a big thing. Me and my friends like to get together every year and celebrate Festivus. I don't know.
That's not something I heard of until, like, a year or so ago.
Because of Seinfeld.
We just
thought
it
was
a
hilarious. We just thought it was a hilarious idea from Seinfeld, and we adopted it.
Yeah, and see, that was the thing. Like, I was never a big Seinfeld person, so I didn't have much of an idea. I mean, I'm sure, like, most people know what it is.
If you don't, it's just a holiday on the 23rd of December that. There's no tree, there's just a steel pole. It's called the Festivus pole.
Yeah.
And there's three main parts to Festivus. The first part takes place before the traditional dinner. It's the airing of grievances, where you talk about how your friends and the universe has done you wrong in the past year. Then there's the traditional dinner, which is meatloaf. And then the last part of it is the feats of strength, where the head of the household has to pick one person from the dinner party to wrestle them to the ground. And if you haven't gotten the head of the household down to the ground, the party hasn't finished.
you know what? I gotta work that day, but I feel like my coworker Jeff, me and him might have to do that.
It's great. It's a lot of fun. I think this is more of just a specific to Alberta thing. We have a holiday mm-hmm. called Family Day. And it ends up being a long weekend. It's in all the other provinces, but I think Alberta's the only one that actually gets it as a long weekend. And right. it's not really anything other than the government, like if you have a government job or most jobs that don't suck your soul, they will give you that day off, and it's just a day to do things with your family. There's a lot of events that go around the towns that you're in.
Right.
Yeah. And then this one is probably just super obvious. Canada Day.
This one could get pretty intense. I'm assuming it's gonna be like a little bit like July 4th, Independence Day here.
July 1st is our national holiday.
Okay.
And
now, is that Canada Day?
That's Canada Day, yeah.
Okay.
July 1st is Canada. I hope I'm getting that right. I'm a terrible host. I'm really bad with dates. I am 100% sure that it's July 1st.
Yeah. Oh, you see, that's the easy thing about Independence Day, because it's rarely ever called Independence Day. Usually
July
4th.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, July 1st. Okay. Yeah. All right. I swear,
How do you guys celebrate?
This is actually a really funny thing. Before I actually get into how we actually celebrate, I don't remember where it is, but somewhere in the Bible, there's a bunch of really funny things in the Bible. There's a food fight at one point. There's a cigarette commercial. I can't remember the name of the person, but he looked up and lit a camel. Yeah. In Joshua, it says that he looked up and beheld a flying roll, a food fight. But somewhere, I think
it's things that, oh God, ways to take the Bible literally.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. It's fantastic.
There's one, I want to say it's in Numbers somewhere. But it, mm-hmm. it like foretells Canada Day. It
really?
Says that on the first day of the 7th, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, the 7th month, the first day of the 7th month, there will be a great celebration where they will offer up burnt offerings unto the Lord in happiness, and there'll just be parties and stuff. I just went completely off.
Wow.
And that's what we do. We get together, we barbecue,
right.
I don't know what it's like in Edmonton. I haven't been here that long.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's fireworks, but I don't think there's any, like... I think of the legislature. That's, Do you know what a legislature is? Okay. There's the Parliament building in Ontario, or Ottawa, mm-hmm. which is the federal government base, and then each province has a legislature, which is the provincial government base.
Gotcha.
So, and Edmonton...
So essentially that's what we would call the local government, like the state's government?
Yeah.
Okay.
Provincial government, state government. Except ours is quite different,
okay.
I think, because we actually have, like, really... Provincial and federal governments are incredibly detached from one another. But at the same time, they're also attached. That's another podcast completely... I'm a bit of a political junkie, so that could get really stale.
Dude, I'm the same way.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
So in Sherwood Park, we would go to a place, festival place in that area. There'd be face painting, farm, petting zoos. There'd be a stage where they'd bring in a band to play. There'd be big bands there that. Captain Tractor would be there at once every couple of years. It doesn't matter that you don't know who they are. They're just a really good band. And then there'd be fireworks, and that's pretty much what we do. That's pretty much Canada Day in a nutshell.
It sounds a lot like what we do for 4th of July. Just a lot of cookouts. Just a lot
pancake
of
pancake breakfast
all over the place. Pancake
breakfast. There's a huge pancake breakfast. There's like 3 or 4 of them in Sherwood Park every year. But the biggest one is Canada Day pancake breakfast. It's just great. You go outdoors.
That alone just makes me want to be Canadian.
It's so good. I don't know if they have them really anywhere else, but like it's outdoors. There's tables set up, and you line up and you go through there. You grab a plate. You grab like some fruit, or and just bacon, sausage, pancakes, smother it in syrup, maple syrup. They're just fantastic.
Jeez. All right.
That
sounds fantastic. No, we don't usually do breakfast 4th of July. Usually, you know, you go over to somebody's house around midday or, you know, in the early afternoon, and you just start barbecuing. You know, a lot of people, if they have swimming pools, they'll, you know, have pool parties, and whenever the sun goes down, that's when, you know, fireworks kind of go crazy.
That's another fireworks American go crazy thing.
The time.
How long are your fireworks? Like on average, how long is a fireworks display for you guys on Canada or on Canada Day? How long is your guys' Canada
on Canada Day? Very short. It depends on if it's like a city run thing. They usually do it for like 15
okay.
20 minutes.
All right, so
thing.
It's about the same.
Now, if it's just somebody in the field somewhere, they'll go all night.
Nice.
They don't care. And then if they have any left over, they'll do some more. What was that?
You can't own fireworks in Canada unless you have, like, a permit from the government saying that you can.
Really? No, we just have certain states where you're not allowed to have. In North Carolina specifically, you can't have any fireworks that shoot up in the air.
You can't have firecrackers. You can't have fireworks.
Yeah. So, basically, you can shoot them off if you have them. But there's nowhere in North Carolina that sells them. So basically everyone makes a quick run to South Carolina a day or two beforehand and just get tons of it. And literally, like, right on the border is just firework
That's
shops.
That's fantastic.
You know, as far as you can see.
This is probably a stupid thing that I shouldn't talk about. My friends love to do Roman candle fights.
I have friends that are like
okay,
that too.
Okay, all
right. I witnessed my first one this past New Year's. Whenever the clock hit midnight, you know, some friends that I went to high school with, we were having it at their house, and his parents just went crazy with the fireworks that year and just were firing stuff off nonstop. And they had the Roman candles, and the guy I went to high school with and his little brother were just like pointing them at each other and just firing them and running down the road.
One girl's hair got caught on fire, the only one I was ever at.
Holy crap.
She, like, put
I just
way
kept
too
getting
much
pissed.
Hairspray in her hair that day.
Oh.
And it went... It was, like, a really short burst because it hit, like, one patch that right. Just went... And then it was done, but...
And just flared
yeah,
up. Yeah.
It was pretty insane.
Ooh. Oh, I bet that stunk.
She wasn't pleased.
Oh, burnt.
It was my cousin who did it, too. So my cousin was, like, running for his life.
I've never experienced that before until that. And it was funny to watch, but I wouldn't do it myself. I kept getting pissed because they kept aiming it at my car because I was kind of parked, like, along the street in front of their yard. And they kept pointing it at my car. So my car was, it looked horrible the next day.
Yeah. One second, I'm just trying to... The only other Canadian holiday that's not really a holiday that I can think of is Victoria Day, when we celebrate Queen Victoria's birthday. But it's not really a holiday, because I don't think anyone gets it off work.
It was just one of those things where, like, oh, okay, today's that day.
I think people in Ontario get it off, but that's because Ontario are a bunch of kiss-ups. but I really think that's it for, like, the stats that, statutory holidays, stats.
Okay.
Did you think I was going dark again?
We call them.
Did you think I was...
For a second, I did. Because we just call those federal holidays.
Yeah, we call them statutory holidays, stat holidays.
Because there are some federal holidays where only, like, federal buildings and banks would be closed. Everywhere else, you know, they have to go to work kind of thing. I'm not really thinking of
Aboriginal Day.
Any other ones that are...
Aboriginal Day. I completely forgot about that one.
That sounds incredibly racist and offensive.
Not as bad as you think.
At least if you lived in Australia.
No, that's called jail day.
Because that's where my mind...
That's called jail day.
Do what?
What day is it? It's like November 21st, I want to say.
Please, that's around Thanksgiving for us.
June 21st. June 21st.
Oh, June. I thought you said...
No, I thought it was November for some reason, but then I remembered it was always ridiculously warm when we celebrated it. You'll get it.
What is that?
From Wikipedia. I don't really know what it is myself. It's just something that we were forced to celebrate in school. Like, other people would get it off, but in school they'd have, like, Aboriginal Day things, and we wouldn't actually do anything that entire day, but we had to be there. I'll explain that in a second. It says, this day of recognition came about after a series of calls for such a celebration. So basically natives were like, hey, we deserve a holiday. How? That's really all. There's a lot of natives in Alberta. I'm sorry, that was terrible. There's this one place. It's a reservation nearby where I live. It's called Hobima. It is the dirtiest place. Like,
you mean like literally?
It is terrifying.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't mean like literally, like so much.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like every stereotype that you can think of about natives just comes true there. It's a terrifying place to be. But yeah, so basically what, I don't actually know what the purpose, like the actual celebration of it is, but in schools, what would happen? This was mostly in junior high. You have junior high. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure things make sense.
That's usually grades 6 through 8.
7 for us. 7 through 8 for us. Elementary school is K through 6, then 7 through 8. Okay. And then 7 through 9. And then high school is 10 through 12, and we also don't have senior, sophomore, junior, we don't use those terms at all, and we call it high school, not senior high. That's a thing.
I've always called it high school. I rarely called senior high.
But yeah, basically what we did,
and usually like junior high, we always called it middle school.
Yeah, that's a we don't.
Yeah. You say junior high, but then you say high school. Yeah.
I say senior high, but that's because that's what my mom always called it.
Right.
And I always get laughed at when I say soda, too. And I get yelled at by my friends for calling it soda.
Do you guys call it, do most of them call it pop?
Everyone calls it pop.
Yeah. Northern U.S., they say pop.
Okay.
Down here, we just say soda.
Anyway, Aboriginal Day in schools.
Aboriginal Day,
we have, like, representatives from local native bands show up. We'd get to see like a huge presentation about their culture, about kind of like a really watered down rundown of their religion, which is incredibly interesting for some of them.
It is.
Get hoop dancing. I remember every year we'd get to learn how to make bannock, which is like bread on a stick.
Oh, okay.
And we'd get to just learn a bunch of stuff and get to do a bunch of stuff that they made. It's a really cool thing. But I don't really understand the actual point of it. I think it might just be to learn about Aboriginals and not anything
and
else.
It's that day in particular.
I don't think there's an actual reason for it being on the 21st, but it's there.
That is the only thing I can think of that is comparative to that would be Black History Month.
Yeah.
Which is always in February. I don't know if you guys have that.
We don't do Black History Month.
Okay. I can't for the life of me remember the origins of it or why it's particularly in cuz they said it marked the birthday of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. I guess that makes sense. And basically, the entire month, especially when you're in school, they talked a lot about the history of African Americans and, you know, big leaders in the civil rights movement and so on and so okay. on. There was not so much as, you know, learning how to make food or anything like that.
Well, I could say like something right now, but it would sound terrible, so I'm not going to.
It would.
You know exactly what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking, and we're not.
No,
gonna
we're
go
not.
No, it was an interesting time.
Sorry,
I can't think of the word. A lot of, you know, just getting called to the auditorium, and they do, you know, little presentations.
So yeah, it's pretty
throughout
much
the month
same thing.
Kind of thing. Yeah, and that's why, you know, what your description of Aboriginal Day. It reminded me of Black History Month, because that's really the only time. I know that there's a Native American, I don't know if it's a week or a month. We don't really do, like, days for ethnicities. We usually do, like, a week or a month. I think Black History Month is the only time that we do a month. I'm not sure.
There's one thing that kind of reminds me of that. There's, we have, the last one that I can at all think of, and this one, I don't know why it took me so long to remember, considering I used to volunteer to help out with it. It's something called Heritage Days. Heritage Day. There's a celebration called Heritage Days, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think... No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday celebration at a park here in Edmonton. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's Canadians celebrating their heritage. So you'll go to this this place. I think it's at a place called Horlack Park, I think. And they just open it up, and there's pavilions. There's like the India pavilion, Scottish, Wales. There's even a U.S. pavilion. So there you go. And they'll have
hooray,
yeah. There's no Canadian pavilion. No. That would have a point, wouldn't it?
It would.
And you can go to different ones. My favorite one to go to is the Indian one, because I love Indian food. I mean like East Indian, not Aboriginals.
Right. Right.
And you go in, the entrance fee is a food bank donation, again. And then you can go to booths and buy tickets to get food. And each pavilion, for the most part, each pavilion will have foods from that culture.
Right.
And it's really cool, because... They'll have, like, one pavilion... At the pavilion, they'll have one tent that's just set up for food, and then they'll have another tent that's culture and stuff. So you go in there, and there'll be slideshows, there'll be presentations about cultures, about their culture. Sometimes there'll be clothing. Like, if you go to the Aboriginal pavilion, there'll be Aboriginal clothing that you can purchase and buy. And it's a really cool... It's probably one of my favorites.
That sounds really cool.
It's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, food-wise, I would say, you know, oh, I wish we had that, but then I remember that's pretty much, like, every food court in every mall.
Yeah, for us, we got, like, A&W, KFC.
I love KFC.
I don't. Ugh. It's disgusting up here. I've had it down there, and I've had it in the States, and it's fantastic. In Canada, it's...
Yeah.
It's... Also, I wish they had that biscuit. They don't have that in Canada at KFC.
The
buttermilk
biscuit.
Okay. They don't have that.
Have you ever eaten Bojangles whenever you've been here in the States? It might be a Southern thing.
Is Bojangles... That's the name of the rat or whatever from Green Mile, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen Green Mile.
Okay.
But Bojangles. Bojangles, their biscuits are fantastic. I don't like anything else on their menu, but their biscuits are amazing.
I have been to Bubba Gump.
I've
been to Bubba Gump. That was good. I like that. I don't know. You don't know what it is? Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's have you seen the movie Forrest Gump ever?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
there's Bubba and there's Forrest Gump. And then at the end of the movie, he sets up a seafood restaurant called Bubba Gump Seafood.
Right.
It's that.
Oh.
It's really cool.
That makes sense. If you're ever in the South, definitely get you a biscuit from Bojangles, or as I like to call it, Bohangles.
Bohangles.
But that's just me.
Is that because there's? I know why. It's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's really it for holidays in Canada.
Same here.
Interestingly enough, I would talk about these, but I don't know anything about them. Each province quite frequently will have its own holidays. Like Alberta has Heritage Day. I don't think any other province does. And like I said with Family Day, Alberta's the only one that I believe gets it off. But then like British Columbia,
it makes a big
Like British Columbia will have different holidays than Alberta and Saskatchewan and all of that.
Huh.
So yeah, that's
right on. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I think that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Our first episode.
Theoretically, there'll be more structured after this. Theoretically.
Well, yeah. This was kind of more of a kind of getting our feeling on how this is going to work. I don't know when we're going to record next. I know the holidays are coming up, and those tend to be kind of busy.
I'm free after the 24th.
Okay, there you go. Christmas. But whenever we come back, we will talk more. I have a whole list on my desktop of fantastic things that we can talk about.
I keep asking my friends what things we should talk about, and they keep giving me things they want to know about the States and nothing that I can, like, tell you about Canada. It's just...
No, well, I mean, that's cool, because a lot of mine are just stuff that I'm curious about with Canada that I'm just going to ask you.
That'll work.
So, yeah, feel free to fire away with those, and I'll answer as best as I can. Because like the original title of this was going to be like
Chris Explains America.
Yeah. You know, but then I was like, well, that's one-sided, you know, and I don't want to really talk about America every week. I want to hear about Canada sometimes, you know. So
I think it worked out pretty
that's
going
to be, I think so too. Like basically, we'll get to talking, and sometimes I'll say something that's incredibly American and not even know it. Like I didn't know inside baseball was an American
term. I love that term.
Makes sense.
Oh, I wonder if I can change it to, like, inside hockey.
Yeah, I mean,
because,
I don't see
like,
why
baseball
not.
Isn't... Anyway, that's another hour-long conversation.
You're telling
sports.
Me you guys don't love the Toronto Blue Jays?
A few people do.
That's it. Yeah,
I love baseball, personally. I'm a big fan of baseball. I find it interesting and fun to watch, especially when you get in a box where there's
You're gonna love it because there is an episode that we're planning to do where I kind of tell you about the Chicago goat curse.
I'm excited to hear
the Cubs goat curse.
I keep being tempted to
I have a documentary for you to watch before we do
I keep getting tempted to like
so that one
Google
has
search what that is, but I'm like, no, I kind of want to keep this as a surprise when
I'll give you can go ahead and look it up a little bit. The documentary I'm gonna have you watch. I'll tell you about it off the air. It's fantastic.
All right.
But anyways, that's pretty much it for this episode. We don't really have an in tag for you,
I guess repeat what we did at the beginning.
And that was America's hat.
No, it was Canada's shorts.